morning, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're on the Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3, I just said that. I am your host, Jake Walker. How you doing? It's the day after Easter. I guess it's Easter Monday is what we call it. So still a lot of candy left in my basket at home. So I'm going to go home and have some of those little mini Snickers that I love so much.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, I'm not so much about having a whole Snickers bar, but I'll eat like 10 of the little bites. And that's, you know, probably more than a whole bar. But
that's how I feel about the Reese's, the little mini Reese's.
Yes.
They're so much better than the bigger ones because the ratio is just perfect for the mini ones.
It is. And you get that perfect bite and you can wrap it. And I love the little foil that you can unwrap.
Yes.
So cool. Mm-hmm. Lexi Mendoza, my guest from ADX Digital. Go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com. They are definitely your comprehensive digital marketing partner in this ever-changing landscape of digital media, social media, and digital marketing. You can also give them a call here at the station, 262-6000, right? 262-6000?
Yep.
And or just send them an email, connect@ADXDigital.com. For listeners of the show, we always talk about the many awesome products that ADX is able to offer and features of all of these products. And we're going to talk about video today, right, Lexi?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got a lot of different video products here at ADX Digital. And today, I just really kind of wanted to highlight those. There's also recently, we have a few offerings for some of our products. For example, like OTT and YouTube, those products have changed slightly. So I wanted to touch on those a little bit and share, you know, what's going on with all these video products.
All right.
So jumping right in. So we do have a lot of video products here at ADX Digital. We have about, I'm trying to do the math in my head. I think there's about 8 across all the different products that we have. So one of those is OTT, which stands for over the top video. And OTT video is going to be that video that you're streaming. So any content that you're streaming through, you know, like an Apple TV or if you have a Roku device or something like that. So here at ADX Digital, all of our OTT inventory is going to be 100% on connected devices. Because just to clarify, with streaming content, you know, you can stream anywhere. You can stream on your phone. You can stream on your desktop, your tablet. But the inventory that we are buying and serving with our advertising is going to only be on those connected devices. And that's just considered a little bit more premium inventory.
I watch everything on the Roku device. That's what I have at
me
home.
Too.
I watch everything and I love it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think back to like college when I didn't even have a TV and I was watching stuff on my laptop and I'm like, how did I do that? It was so small. Mm-hmm. Like I need it on a big screen now.
Definitely.
But yeah, I'm streaming everything. I'm a cord cutter, I will say.
Yes, definitely.
And then, you know, we've got standard video ads as well. So our standard video ads will serve across desktop and mobile and tablet. So these are not going to be on your connected devices. And these will serve throughout different content. So it could be, you know, if you're on a website like e-news or something and there's a video on e-news, that could be a video ad. And our video ads will serve either before or during the content that you have selected to play. So that's considered a pre-roll where, you know, before the actual video you've chosen to watch plays, you'll see an ad. Or it can also serve in the mid-roll position, which will be like, you know, you get like a little commercial break in the middle of the actual video that you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
We've also got YouTube video. So with YouTube, the importance here or the caveat here is that the advertiser must have a YouTube account where their YouTube video is posted. But YouTube video is another product that we can offer. And, you know, we have a lot of we have seen YouTube perform really well just because it is like, I think, the second largest search engine behind Google. So it's very big. A lot of people are on YouTube. And so YouTube advertising is a great opportunity.
So I'm sorry to stop you, but you just said that YouTube is second to Google or sometimes above Google in search?
It's second.
The second
biggest search engine. So if you think of just like going on and, you know, searching things, YouTube is second, which makes sense because it's like usually I'm either searching on Google or I'm searching on YouTube.
Yeah, and usually
what I'm looking for.
And usually when I search Google, the first few results are YouTube videos talking about whatever I'm searching. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Exactly.
Wow, that's incredible.
Exactly.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, YouTube is big. And what we did just roll out kind of a new variation of that YouTube product, which I'm going to go through. So I'm excited about that.
Nice.
And then we do have native ads. So native is that more kind of like custom type of subliminal marketing where, you know, if you're scrolling through an article and you see a bunch of different, or you're scrolling through a website and there's a bunch of different articles at the bottom. And sometimes you see one that looks, if you look close enough, it looks like an ad. So native is really the idea with native is it's kind of hidden. You wouldn't necessarily notice right away that it's an ad. But with native, you can run display or you can run video, and we have seen video perform really well for native ads. We also offer video on our mobile conquesting product. So that's just 100% on your mobile device. Basically, you know, with mobile conquesting, you can run display. So there's typically about four different display sizes you can run in addition to a video if you do run our mobile conquesting product, and it's all for the same price. So with our mobile conquesting, we do see that mobile gets three times the clicks than the banner ads get. A lot of people are very, you know, a lot of people really like to watch video over display. It just kind of, it plays on their emotions a little bit more. It tells them a little bit more about the business, about the people interacting with their product or service. So video really is a great performer for mobile conquesting as well. We've also got Amazon. So Amazon is one of our products that we offer, and we can offer, again, display with Amazon where it goes across a lot of websites and apps, but we can also offer Amazon OTT. So, you know, for example, Amazon Fire Stick, that's a connected device that's owned by Amazon. So that is one of the places where, you know, our connected device inventory can serve on Amazon. We've also just got some social video, so Facebook and Instagram or even LinkedIn. We can have video ads on LinkedIn. And then lastly, our social mirror product offers video as well in a lot of different ways. So with our social mirror product, we can mirror an actual post. So with our social mirror product, if you as the advertiser is posting a video on your newsfeed, we can take that video post and we can mirror it and serve it across websites and apps. Or, you know, we can also mirror it and serve it on a connected device. So that's a pretty cool variation of the product as well, because when we mirror the video and serve it on a connected device, we'll generate a scan code. So people can actually, while they're watching it on their connected device, they can put their phone up and scan the code, and it either can scan to call the business directly, or it can scan to go to the website, or there's a couple variations of options there. So a couple different, you know, social mirror opportunities we have with video as well. And with all these different video products, we do have targeting as well. So we're able to layer on different variations of targeting depending on the product itself. But generally, for example, like behavioral is one we can typically do with all of these products. And that's targeting people based on their online and offline behaviors. So what they're searching online, where they're going. We can also do artificial intelligence, which is our machine learning targeting strategy. And that essentially is targeting people who are similar to those who have already engaged with your ad. So it's a great strategy to really get people who are highly likely to be prospects of your product or service. And then we can always do retargeting as well, which we typically layer onto all of our campaigns, as well as geography. Geography is kind of what starts. That's the where all of our campaigns start, is layering on a geographic area. So everything will start with, you know, specific zip codes or specific cities that we want to be targeting, and then we'll layer on all these targeting strategies on top of that.
If you have any questions this morning, let us know. 437-1620. My guest this morning, Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital. Go to adxdigitalmarketing.com. Give him a call, 262-6000. Or send them an email, connect@adxdigital.com. Or adxdigitalmarketing.com. Mm-hmm. We're talking about OTT, video, YouTube, Amazon, all of these products. I'm still just fascinated by how YouTube is the second search engine next to Google. That has just blown my mind, but it makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
But yeah, advertising in these places is key, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'll sometimes even just go on YouTube and like search different music videos. And it's gotten to the point where YouTube knows like what I want to listen to. It kind of curates its own little,
keeps that little list on the right.
Yeah. Like it knows exactly what I'm going for.
Yep.
So we're actually going to dive into YouTube first. So YouTube, like I said, it can play during or before the content that someone's clicked to watch. So, you know, if somebody's going to YouTube to watch a video, you know, a lot of times you'll see a video play before the video that you've selected to watch, or you'll have a little break in the video if it's a longer video, and you'll see an ad kind of mid-video. So that would just be a YouTube video ad. And with YouTube, we can have videos up to 6 minutes, and they can be skippable or non-skippable. 6 minutes is a pretty long video, though, so I would definitely recommend probably keeping your video 15 to 30 seconds. Mm. 6 minutes, you know, is especially on YouTube, because if you think it's a lot of it is going to be short form content, like if you're going to watch, like I just said, like music videos, those are like 3 minutes. And so a 6 minute ad, you know, is going to be way too long for the short form content that you're selecting to watch on YouTube to start with. So we would definitely recommend keeping your video within 15 or 30 seconds. And another great thing with YouTube is you get a free companion banner as well. So there'll be a 300 by 60 companion banner that appears kind of on the right side of the video, and that will click through to your website. So if you're watching on a desktop, it's on that right side. If you're watching on a mobile device, it'll be below the video. But another just kind of great addition to the product, where you would have, you know, your brand and the call to action and something, you know, encouraging the person to click through to your website.
We did get a text real quick, if I can interject it in here real quick. And this may be dependent on the business, but a listener wanted to know, what is the most bang for your buck on a single product? Do you have a single product that really just kind of shines for every situation?
I do think it depends on the goal. So we have a lot of different products, I will say. And even with these video, it's hard to kind of give one because it varies depending on the goal. So with OTT, for example, you know, there's not many opportunities to click through on your OTT device to a website and start browsing. So, for example, OTT is going to be great for like branding and awareness and just kind of getting your name out there, getting like a high frequency of serving the ad so people are seeing your brand. But if you want, you know, people to be driving to your website and you want people to be taking actions on your website, then maybe you choose like our standard online video product that serves across desktop, mobile, and tablet, because then people are actually, you know, on their desktop and clicking through to your website and taking actions on your site. So
right. It
really kind of depends on what the goal is, you know, especially with, like, for example, that social mirror product. We just rolled out some new click opportunities there, also depending on the goal. So it's like one of those is click to call, for example. So if your goal is to get phone calls to your business, then for our social mirror product, you can run that click to call option where people will be able to see your ad and the call to action will click and it'll directly go to like your phone and you can call directly to the business versus going to the website. So it really varies depending on the type of business. And, you know, I think that's part of the importance of, like, we want to be involved in that initial conversation, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what we kind of call, our initial meeting is always like a client capabilities, where we're understanding what the goals of the client are so we can really find a product that is going to match to that product or that service or that advertiser.
Mm. All right. Thank you for the text. If you have any questions while we have a few moments left, 437-1620. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. My guest, Lexi Mendoza from ADX Digital. They are our in-house digital marketing partner here for Cat Country and News Radio. Lots of great products available to help your business. So give us a call today, 437-1620, or you can call ADX directly, 262-6000. All right. Back to the videos.
All right, back to YouTube. So the new video overlay that I wanted to talk about that we just wrote out with YouTube. So like I was just saying, you do with YouTube get that companion banner, but now, as of recent, you also get an overlay, a button overlay. So I'm sure you guys have seen this if you're on YouTube and you see that kind of like little box pop up and it has like a call to action, it has the brand name as well as like a link, and that also clicks to your website. So that actually pops up directly on the video, whereas the companion banner isn't on the video. It's going to be like to the side or below it. So it's just a little bit more obvious, I guess, to the user if they do want to click through to your website and explore more of what your video is talking about. That banner overlay is going to be a great option. And so this is a new feature of the YouTube video ads that we've just rolled out. And we really have seen, you know, like based on tests and things like that, this video action ads product is really great at getting people to click through. We've seen a significant click-through rate lift. For example, just the standard YouTube ads product was the click-through rate, or how many people are clicking on the ad that are actually seeing it. That's what the click-through rate represents. It used to be 0.19%, but if you layer on that text overlay, that button that clicks through to your site, then that can go up to like 1.34% of a click-through rate. So a lot of it has a really, really great performance in terms of getting people to click through to your website. And again, that's a feature that we now are available to run with our YouTube ads product.
I just think it's so interesting. You were talking earlier about how on the OTT, on the connected devices, you are sort of, you know, custom tailoring it to what the customer is going to be doing at the moment. Because when they're watching their connected devices, they're just chilling. They're on the couch.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. if you hit them with the YouTube and the and all of that, you get them when they're actually, they've got a mouse, you yes. know, ready, they're ready to go, ready to click through.
So. Exactly. And, you know, even like with the social mirror OTT that we were talking about too, with all the different scan code options that we can offer now, mm-hmm. like if you're sitting on the couch and you're watching, you know, a video ad, and you want to learn more about it, all you have to do is scan that code and it can take you right to the website. And then there you are, you know, watching the ad and then also on the website on yeah. your phone scrolling through.
And so, you don't have to get off the couch.
Yeah, it really makes yeah. it really easy and convenient. And talking about mobile devices too, one tip is with video to just make sure, you know, vertical video is typically going to perform better, especially when you have mobile devices, because people then don't have to turn their phone to watch a horizontal video. So when thinking about kind of tips and tricks for videos, I would say just kind of keep in mind that a lot of people are watching video on their phone. So that vertical video is going to be important, because a lot of the people, that audience are going to be mobile video viewers, and a lot of them don't want to like turn their phone to watch a horizontal video.
I'm one of those people.
Yeah. I always have my lock on too. So it's like,
me too. Yeah.
It just seems like two steps to have to swipe down.
How do
unlock,
people live with the lock off?
I don't know.
How do they do it?
I could, don't know.
Drives me crazy.
I know. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. So you're saying keep it vertical, keep it to where yeah. you know people are going to be upright on their phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm, exactly.
Okay.
So when they see it, it just, you know, it's playing without them having to tilt or completely turn their phone.
Right.
And then with YouTube, we do have some targeting opportunities. YouTube has their own specific behavioral targeting categories. But, you know, for example, like if people are searching for workout videos on YouTube or something like that, you know, that's probably going to put this person into kind of this health category. And so if I'm a gym and I'm trying to target people interested in health, those are the types of people that I would target. So we're able to layer on that behavioral targeting that's based on, you know, the online and offline behaviors, people going to gyms, people searching for specific videos, or, you know, even health type of subjects on their phones or things like that. And then we can also layer on that geography as well as retargeting as well, so that after people have been to your website, we can continue to serve them ads on other websites and apps to try and get them back to your website. Because that is how we really increase the activity and the conversions. We want to make sure that people are seeing the ad on average around 3 times, because that's kind of what it takes, that repetition, in order for somebody to really be ready to take an action or to take, you know, what we call a conversion, which is an action typically on the site.
My wife usually has to tell me things at least 3 times for it to sink in or for me to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So 3 is a good number.
It is.
And then, you know, I know we don't have too much time left, but I do want to talk about our over-the-top or OTT video offering as well. So as I mentioned before, this is going to be streaming content. It's going to be 100% on connected devices. So think, you know, your Roku, your Apple TVs, and all of our over-the-top or OTT inventory is also going to be 100% non-skippable. So anything that serves on your OTT, any of the ads that we're serving through OTT devices, they're not going to be skippable. And then one new thing that we also just rolled out for OTT, which is exciting, is we can now do conversion tracking on OTT. So I know I've talked about conversion tracking here, you know, before for other products where, again, conversion tracking is when people actually go to your website after seeing one of your ads and they take actions on your site, whether it's downloading a menu or clicking a specific button or going to a specific page on the website. It's just a really a good way to kind of track people's actions on your site and their interests and their activity. And so now we are able to do that with our OTT product as well, which is great. And with this, you know, a lot of those conversions are going to be view through because a lot of people aren't clicking through from their connected device to your website, you know? So, what view through means is somebody sees your ad and then later they're going to your website on their own time, you know, on their own, on a different browser, whether it's on their phone or their desktop, because everything's, you know, typically connected to the same Wi-Fi. So that's kind of how we're able to track it all. But that's something that we're able to do now in OTT to really help to track that return on investment. So that's really exciting as well.
All right. Lots of great products, a lot of great ways to target your potential customer base, whether they're sitting on the couch or they're at the desk clicking around or whether they're on their phone with hopefully their lock on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't because a lot of times, especially like, you know, I'm a bed scroller.
Yes.
I'll just sit there and you know, I'm laying there and my phone, if I don't have that lock on, then it just drives me nuts. I don't know how you do it, but
I can't do it.
What is the biggest thing if somebody is a little hesitant, if they don't know a lot about this world, what is the one thing you would say to a new customer wanting to get into digital marketing and take advantage of these products? What would you say to them?
You know, I would just say, reach out. I'd love to have a conversation with you.
Yeah. There's no trouble in just talking about it, right?
Yeah exactly.
No harm, no foul. They will take care of you. ADX Digital Marketing. Go to ADXDigitalMarketing.com. Send them an email. Connect@ADXDigitalMarketing.com or 262-6000.